Hello, I'm Phil Svitek, 360 Creative Coach, and this episode has a very simple message for you, and that's to get your financial life in order. Now, I say this, and I've been kind of saying it for the past few years, because it's really important for me. See, a lot of artists that I know, anything dealing with finances and so forth seems very antithetical to the creative process. Furthermore, you know, as a starting out artist, an aspiring artist, our finances are not that great, right? We're not making a lot of money, and a lot of times we're putting in the money we do earn into the art that we're trying to make, or marketing it, whatever the case may be, right? The cost of trying to be an artist. And so we just kind of write off, well, there's nothing to manage, so whatever. Once I start making money, then I'll actually learn about finances. But honestly, like, one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself is being financially independent and literate. And that's why I'm a big stickler for this. You know, that means knowing where your money is going, having a savings account for emergency expenses, and also investing. You know, the earlier you start all these things, the better off you'll be. Even when you're not making a lot of money, you can still put yourself in a great position by doing the small things correct over a long period of time. I'm certainly no expert in this stuff, right? I just happen to have read a lot of wonderful books and educated myself in that way. And, you know, and I will say one of the things that allows me to really do the things that I've been doing is because I understand my finances. I know how I can, you know, I can do certain things and not be worried because I've allocated for it. So the three books that I recommend to you that like for me are just musts in terms of a reading list to get your financial literacy going is Save Yourself by Chelsea Galicia, Money, Master the Game by Tony Robbins, and technically it's not a single book, it's a series of books, but Broke Millennial, she has three books out on finances, right? So look up Broke Millennial and check out her series of books. There's one just about the basics, one about investing, and then kind of emotional ties to finances and relationships and so forth. So those are the three sets of books that I really, really recommend for you to check out and really start to understand finances, investing, and specifically both those things for yourself personally. And when you do that, that will allow you the freedom to really be the artist that you want, even if you're not making the money that obviously you would want to be making. I promise. It has certainly helped me tremendously, and I know it can help you. So check those out, and thank you for listening. If you have questions or thoughts of your own, please share them down below, or hit me up on social media at Phil Svitek. Likewise, if you feel this episode might be a benefit to somebody, please share it with them. I certainly would appreciate it, as I appreciate you, and hope to see you next time.